So, Rabbi Abramowitz, thank you very much for agreeing to join this Hanukkah event tonight.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Schoenfeld, and Bershus, Rabbi Schoenfeld, Rabbi Glatt. Rabbi Glatt, your words are very inspiring as always, both in terms of Hanukkah, but also in terms of parenting. It sounds like a really good goal to have. As my three-year-old girls are running around destroying the house while we're lighting candles today, we definitely could have used that trick of teaching them the chassidus. I always knew we should have sent our girls to Yeshiva Katana of Queens. It would have been a really good move to have them incorporate some of those important lessons to keep them out of the way while we're lighting the candles. But as we do light the candles, the point is, to some extent, Persume Nisa. We're trying to publicize the miracle of Hanukkah. I'm trying to publicize the idea of Hanukkah. And in fact, we did a pretty good job with that. The whole world seems to know about Hanukkah. It seems to be on everyone's radar. One of the Jewish holidays that people of all affiliations recognize and they understand and they celebrate. In fact, we do such a good job publicizing the Neros, the lights of Hanukkah, the festival of lights. Maybe we even forget sometimes what the real Nes of Hanukkah is all about. Rabbi Schoenfeld mentioned before that the real Nes, which really was an Nes Nistar, was the Milchama. And if you put it in perspective, that really is what we should be celebrating. Because in the big picture, like major big picture, Jewish survival, Jewish identity, the future of Am Yisrael, which one mattered more? That behind closed doors in the Heichal where no one else is allowed to go inside, candles burned longer than they should have? Or that the subjugation and the oppression by the Greeks who tried to root out our Torah and our Yiddishkeit was unsuccessful as we fought back with a small number of soldiers and pushed back and saved our spirituality, saved our Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Bris Milah. Why is that not the focus? In fact, at Al HaNisim, we only focus on that. At Al HaNisim, we focus on this Gzera that almost was, the Gzera that they tried to do, and they tried to do all these terrible things to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he helped us. There's no miracle mentioned in Al HaNisim of the Pach Shemen, of the little oil that could. We don't talk about that in Al HaNisim. It's almost like, for those who are really in the know, for those who are actually davening and actually benching, for those who are actually talking about the real miracle, all we really talk about is the Nes of the Milchama. But the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph, when it asks, my Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah all about? It talks about the Pach Shemen. It talks about the miracle of the oil. So what's going on over here? What exactly is the most important miracle of Hanukkah? And doesn't the miracle of oil seem to pale in comparison to the large picture of Jewish survival? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichos Musar, you know, Rabbi Schoenfeld is one of your favorites. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has such a beautiful, beautiful answer that he ties into the Parshios that we're reading at this time of year. You read the story of Yosef, and really the drama couldn't be more engaging. End of last week's Parsha, Yosef is in jail, hoping to get out. He's forgotten. This week's Parsha, we have all the brothers coming down and they're forced, and at the end, there's this drama of when they don't realize it's Yosef, and he's going to take Binyamin away from them. The story really hooks you, really gets you in. And as you read through last week's Parsha into this week's Parsha, you kind of feel sorry for Yosef. He feels like the outcast of the family, and they throw him in the pit, and they sell him down to one, to another, sold many times over, finally gets successful in Potiphar's house, and he's accused of a crime he didn't commit, and thrown into jail, and then forgotten. You kind of feel sorry for Yosef. But Chazal say, no, don't feel sorry for Yosef. Things were great. Look at all these wonderful miracles that are happening to Yosef as you read this story. Chazal say that Yosef was thrown into a pit by Reuven, and there wasn't any water in the pit, but the pit was full of snakes and scorpions. And wow, what a miracle it was that Yosef wasn't killed by the snakes and scorpions. And you know what else happened? They took him out. They decided they're not going to kill their own brother. They're just going to sell him, get rid of him from the entire family, and bring him to a country seeped in Zima, and a country that he doesn't speak the language of. They're going to bring him down there. Oh, but you know what, Rashi says? Look at the chib of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Yosef was being dragged down to Mitzrayim in a garbage truck, the garbage truck smelled like perfume. What a miracle. Lucky, lucky Yosef. What a great guy. Can you imagine how good he must have felt by being thrown out by his family in the back of a garbage truck, and wow, the garbage truck smells delicious. It's like the pine cone air freshener in the kidnapping vehicle. Who was supposed to be excited about that? The nes of the Pach Shemen seems to pale in comparison to the whole war. And the miracles of Yosef, of the snakes and the scorpions and the dumpster that smells like perfume, these miracles seem to really pale in comparison. Who's going to notice these things? Who's going to take solace in these little miracles when in the big picture things seem like a disaster? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains so beautifully. He says that the real issue with tzaros, the real issue with troubles that we go through, is not the tzaros themselves, the physical pain, the emotional pain. Rav Chaim explained that the real pain of tzara is the feeling of being alone, of feeling abandoned, to look to Hashem and say, where are you? Why are you letting me go through this? Have you lost your connection? Have you lost your power, Hashem? Why are you leaving me out in the dumpster? But as Yosef lay in that pit, and he felt very downcast, and he looks around and the snakes and scorpions are all staying away. And as he's thrown into the dumpster, he's thrown into this garbage truck, which miraculously smells like Chanel. What in the world is a garbage truck doing smelling like perfume? Very expensive perfume, probably. And Yosef, something we would have all been so embittered, we wouldn't even have noticed, but for Yosef, it was, Hashem is here. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know what his plan is. But Hashem hasn't abandoned me. He's here. He's obviously here. The snakes and scorpions are all staying away. The garbage truck smells delicious. There's something here. Hashem has not abandoned me. Reb Chaim has a beautiful expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Yosef a little kiss. A little kiss as he sent him off to who knows what, to who knows where, for the mission of Bris Ben Absarim, to feed his family during years of famine, to take care of the whole world, to bring the destiny of Am Yisrael down to Mitzrayim, to come out and create Yamsuf and Har Sinai. The whole world is about to hang on this moment. And before Yosef goes into that darkness, before he gets sent away, Hashem gives him a little kiss. And all the years that Yosef spent in jail, all the years that Yosef felt very lonely, all the time he felt alone, he remembered, I'm not alone. Hashem is present. It may seem small and silly to us, but Yosef had his eyes wide open. He noticed those little things. He took them as signs. He didn't miss his chance. He noticed them as kisses from Hashem, as a way of saying, I'm with you. You'll get out of this. I have a plan. This is not haphazard and random. There's something going on over here, and I'm with you the entire time. And this is how Reb Chaim explained the Nes of Chanukah and the relation between the Pach Shemen and the Mochama. He doesn't quote the Maharal, but really this is the Maharal's idea. Maharal says, as Rabbi Shlomo alluded to earlier, the miracle of the war was a Nes Nistar. Yeah, it was Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, but still, it looks like guerrilla warfare. We've seen these things before. We've seen the Israeli army today. We've seen Rabban Biyad Ma'atim before. And it's not so obvious to everybody that a Nes of Hashem is going on. It's not always easy to see the hand of Hashem through dark and difficult times. When the little Nes of the Pach Shemen, the little kiss, the little show of I'm with you, I'm there. That was all the strength, all the light the people needed to feel. Hashem isn't just here in the Heichal. He's not just here with the menorah. That little light sheds light on everything. Just like with Yosef, it shed light on all that was going on in his life. It took on more meaning. It allowed him to keep focusing on Hashem gives the pistronos. Hashem interprets the dreams. Yosef was able to cling to that relation to Hashem because he had noticed the small little miracles that we would have looked over. For Yosef, he took them as a sign. Hashem was with him, and that kept him going in difficult times. And that's really for Chanukah, too. It's the kiss Hashem gives us. The job of the Pach Shemen is to do Persume Nisa, because that was the job of the Pach Shemen back then. That was the Persume Nisa. That let us know not just the miracle of the oil, but that shed light on the whole events, all the things that people took for granted. Not noticing Hashem throughout the entire story suddenly became so much clearer, much brighter. Everyone was able to see the hand of Hashem after noticing the little kisses that he gives us along the way. And I think of this idea, Reb Chaim doesn't quote this, but it's related to the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Daled. The Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was getting ready to destroy us, the Gemara is not clear if this happened during the first or the second Beis HaMikdash, but either way, when the enemies came in, the Gemara says they noticed that the Kruvim were hugging each other. And the enemies mocked. They said, look at this inappropriate image of hugging and kissing. It looks so inappropriate. But we understand. We understand at that moment Hashem was showing his great love for us. When he was about to exile us and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem showed the Kruvim, us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, have a loving relationship, hugging and embracing. But the question is, why were the Kruvim hugging and embracing at that time? The Marsha asked that question. The Gemara says in Bava Basra and Daf Tzadi Tes that the Kruvim only hug each other at a time when Hashem and Bnei Yisrael are getting along. Were we getting along at this time? We're about to be exiled. Certainly not. We weren't doing the right thing. God is preparing to get rid of us. Surely it's not a time of great chiba, not a time of great love. So why were the Kruvim hugging each other at that time? And of course, to follow the theme, we have to always have a Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes explains that was Hashem's hug before sending us away. Exactly at that moment, as he was sending off to a long, long, dark gullus, regardless of how far we had strayed, how inappropriate our behavior had come, Hashem couldn't let us go without a hug. The Chidah expounds on this. The Chidah is quoted on the side of the Ein Yaakov. The Chidah explains, to carry us through all the difficult, dark times, we needed that hug. We needed that symbol of, I'll be with you. Maybe you don't see me every single day, Hashem says. But notice the little hugs, the little kisses. And whenever you do notice these things, take advantage. Notice these moments. Notice the Pach Shemen that sheds light on the Mochama. Notice the little dumpster. Notice the little snakes and scorpions. Notice these little miracles that allow us to introspect and reflect. And notice that Hashem is actually with us, whatever else is going on. This is true both as a nation in Galus, but also in our personal lives. So many times we go through difficult experiences. We have periods of personal darkness where it's really, really hard to see Hashem in our lives. We can go through an entire lifetime and miss all these little miracles. The little hugs and kisses Hashem is sending us along the way. A family simcha. You find a good parking spot at the end of a long day. You find something you thought you lost. Having a meaningful davening once in a while. Or you find a piece of Torah that really speaks to you. Every so often we have these little moments, these little kisses, little things that are going on, things to rejoice about. Opportunities to thank Hashem, but not just thank Hashem for the once out of every 20 years we feel like something like this. Like Yosef, to take those moments, to notice Hashem wherever he might be, as small as the kisses seem to be, as far away as the hugs seem to be, to take them, to notice them, to use them as little signs that Hashem has not abandoned us. He's there with us in the darkness. Those little flashes of light can do so much good. He cares for us. He loves us. He's there for us in the periods of darkness. So we ask Hashem to give us the strength in the midah of Yosef, to keep faith. As things get dark and dreary throughout our lives, we go through difficult periods and the longest nights of the year. We light the neros of Chanukah. We spread the miracles. We spread the light. We spread the understanding Hashem is with us. Noticing all of these signs and little things that we can pick up on in our own personal lives, to notice Hashem's involvement, that He loves and cares for us. Bayamim ahem bazman hazeh.